We are learning Masechtas Brachos, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis. In the Mishnah it said, Be'emes Omru, that a chazen roya la'or haner, the chazen can look, even though it's la'or haner, which is Shiloh of Shemayata, he's allowed to look la'or haner, to see where the Tanoikis are reading. But he should not read la'or haner. Rashi learns that we're talking about like a chazan is a gabbai who was preparing, everyone used to lay in themselves, all seven aliyahs, and he used to start them off. So he had to know exactly the trop of the first pasuk of every aliyah, or the first word of every aliyah, and therefore he had to know, he had to look over the laning a little bit the night before. So it says he's allowed to look at the laning when the tanaikas are reading the laning. Right, the Gemara, it says, Be'emes Omru Chazan Raya. Then it says he's not allowed to read Lahana. Va'amit Reisha Raya. It says Reisha, you're allowed to see. Then it says afterwards, you're not allowed to see. My love Likrois. The Gemara thought now Raya means he can mamish read. Then it says he can't read. So what's going on? It's a stira like one line to the next. So the Gemara Loi, Lesade Roshe Parashi Yosav. He's not allowed to read regular. He just could look at the beginning of every parasha. That's all he could look at, but he's not allowed to read. Because he reads with Chash Shemayata. He could read the beginning of every parasha of a kula parasha loy, but not the entire parasha. Not the entire parasha. We learn reading Gemara's kasha of a kula parasha loy. You can't read the whole parasha. It says in the Sefer Rishim Mi Loimer Hatinoikas Shal Beis Rabbam Hoy Masadrim Parashos. The Tanoikas Beis Rabbam is to learn Friday night, the parasha, the current law haner, and he's to read law haner. Actually, someone speaks out, even though some have an Indian not to learn Torah Shabbat Ksav at night, but Friday night, you're allowed to. So he used to learn Friday night, he used to learn the parasha Shavua. So you see this delaying, the Tanakh is delaying law haner. So how can you say not allowed to lay the whole parasha law haner? So tomorrow, what do you say, Mirashi Parashi Yosef? Maybe they were laying the Rashi Parashios. All they were learning was Rosh Parashas to Tanoikis. Since the Rebbe is over them and they don't do anything without the Rebbe, so they're scared they're not going to be Mata. They're not going to be Mata the Ner at all because they're scared of the Rebbe. So the Gemara had a kasha from a Brisa that says Tanoikis is allowed to read. And the Gemara answers two truths, either Rosh Parashas Yosef or Emes Rabban Aleim. Taisus says, why don't we ask the Mishnah says already Tanoikis we're reading? What's Pshat? So he spoke this out 2 days ago. Tosfos learns that maybe the Mishnah would have said be'isser. They're doing it be'isser, and the Chazan's looking over their shoulder. But here it says, Rav Shimon ben Elohim, it says that they're allowed to do it. They're allowed to do it. And therefore, the Kasha was how you're allowed to do it. Here it says either Rosh Parashas Yosef or Amos Rabbi Elohim. But the Chazan is not allowed to read together with them. So yesterday, someone asked me, Mordechai asked me yesterday, the Lechaira, why can't the Chazan lane also? Lechaira, it's two people. I mean, two people say we're allowed to lane. So I didn't see the kashas anyway, really. So maybe the terrace is that the kids might not correct the Rebbe, and therefore the Rebbe is not allowed to lane, even though it's two people, and we say they'll remind each other. Maybe children won't remind the Rebbe, and therefore, either because they're children or because they won't remind the Rebbe, and therefore it doesn't count, and therefore the Shemayata for the Rebbe. Zokta Gemara Vayit, it says in the Mishnah, Ki Yoytzibay Lo Yoychal Hazav Im Hazava, that Hazav should not eat in Im Hazava, the meal, because it'll come to Hergel Aveiro, which means they're going to come to other things besides eating. They come to their Asa to each other now, and then they come to Tashvis or something else if they eat together. So it says Hazav should not eat with Hazava. Tanya, Rav Shimon Lazo Emer, Boy Rei Ha'eichem Parzot Tarav Yisrael, let us see how Nofetz, how spread, widespread was the inyanim of Tumah V'Taira at that time. It doesn't say that a Torah shouldn't eat a matameya. That doesn't say a Torah shouldn't eat a matameya. Why not? Because we wouldn't worry about that. Because a Torah wouldn't eat a matameya in those days because he doesn't want to get his food tamei. And he used to be so makben and chulim b'taira. Even a regular person was so makben and chulim b'taira, he would never eat it with a matameya. Therefore, the Mishnah doesn't have to teach us that lo yechal a Torah matameya because that's posh that he never ate with them. Elo lo yechal hazav im hazav of preher galveira. Just the chiddush was, even though Zav and Zav are not worried about getting the food tamei, still they shouldn't eat together because Hergel Aveira. Ki Yitzibay, another halacha in this braisa, lo yichal Zav parash from Zav Amaretz. A Zav parash should not eat together with a Zav Amaretz. It means a Zav Talmud Chacham shouldn't eat with Zav Amaretz. Shemay Gilenu Atzlay, maybe they'll get close to each other. And what's wrong with that? V'chimay Gilenu Atzlay Mayhava, what's wrong with that? Somewhere it says, maybe the Zav Amaretz will feed the Zav Parish Dvarim Tmeim. Freit the Gemara, Otu Zav Parish Lav Dvarim Tmeim Achel. The Zav is anyway a Zav, even the Talmud Chacham. So stuff is Tame anyway, it touches it, it's Tame. Amabaya, different Xeric. Xeric Shem Yechlenu Dvarim Shenim Sekonim. We're worried that he's going to feed them, the Amaretz will feed the Talmud Chacham stuff that would not Gemaisit. Not Gemaisit. Rava Amma, no. Rava Amma Oretz Ma'asim Haim. Rava Amma Oretz Ma'asim Haim. And there's only the takana derabanan of the mai that Amma Oretz, you assume it doesn't take off Ma'aser. But since Rava Amma Oretz Ma'asim Haim, they take off Ma'aser, there's no point to make a gzeira. You can't even eat with them. That's already like shtickle gzeira l'gzeira. And therefore, there's no problem with that. Abaye held there was a problem because the Ma'aser, they eat. The mai, you know, their stuff are we neman is could be not gemaised, but Rava says roiv amaretz ma'asrim heim, and there shouldn't be any gzera for that, because it's only a miyut anyway, so it shouldn't be a gzera, shouldn't eat with him for that. So what's the problem with amaretz eating together with a talmud chacham? El shema ye rogel etzloi, may they get used to eating together with each other. Ve'yechilenu devarim tamei meitarasai, and amaretz will feed the talmud chacham devarim tamei when he's tahar. Because Amaretz is definitely always Tameh. He doesn't care about Tumah. That's for sure. And he doesn't go to the mikvah. So therefore, we're worried to get close to each other. So Meitah HaRasai, the Amaretz will feed the Parash Tmeim. So the Gemara, a new Shaila here. And Bayelahu, Nida Mao Shetishan in Bayela, He Bevigda, Vuhu Bevigda. We're talking about a Nida. And the Shaila is, are they allowed to sleep together in the same bed? Even though they're both wearing clothing. And Rashi explains that both wearing clothing is a heker. It's a heker that they should know that they're usher. Still, the Gemara has a shayla, they let us sleep in the same bed. That's the Gemara's shayla. Omar Rav Yosef, let's try to bring a riot to this. Toshimai, we learned. Ha'oif, oyle megvina al shulchan ve'ine nechal, divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds that even though you're not allowed to eat together milk with chicken, but since it's only the Rabbanon, they weren't geyser to have oif on the same table as cheese when you're eating a suda. They held it wasn't a problem because only the rabbanon didn't make gzera. The Rebbe Shammai. Beisil oimer lo oylov lo nechal. You're not allowed to put it on the table together, and you're not allowed to eat it together. So what do you see from Beisil? That by Beisil you make gzera. So here also you should make gzera. You see, you can't have on the same table. You can't be in the same bed either. So what I was saying, it's a raya from Beisil that you can't be in the same bed. So the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Not a raya for Mesil. Because Shani Hasan v'lekadeus. It's much worse by chicken and meat and cheese. Chicken and cheese, it's worse because no deus. No one, it's one person sitting with two types of food. No one's going to remind him. Mashenkin by two people in the same bed, the husband and wife, don't remind each other. How can I mistavra that such an idea, the hechidikas deus Shani, that when there are deus, it's different, the Ketani Sefer. Two guests allowed to eat on the same table. This person eats basar even, and zayuchel gvina. So you see, taka, when it's two people, you can remind each other. So what I'm saying right now, maybe by ishva isha that she's a nida, allowed to be in the same bed because they'll remind each other. There's two days. Right, the Gemara. But I'll ask you a kasha. The only time you're allowed to eat basar and gvina on the same table if the two guests don't know each other. I'm a kirim zeh, if they're close to each other, I surim. And a husband and wife, my kirim zeh, ninu. They know each other. So we see klar by basar v'chalav, there's a problem when even by two people, even we have deis, if they know each other, it doesn't count. So if there's two people here, it shouldn't count. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara. No, still by the ishvi isha it's better. Hachi ashta. Hashem deyos ika shinu leka. There is no shinui. Hachi ika deyos. There's two people. V'ika shinui. Also a shinui. We said that the wearing the clothing, that's a shinui. Because the derech was to sleep without clothing. So, like Rashi explains, a little shver Rashi, but the derech was to sleep without clothing. So, therefore it's a shinui by them wearing clothing. So here two milas here. Deyos and shinui. And therefore it's not a raya from Basav v'chalav. The Gemara has the same Gemara, just a little different version. Ikad Amri, we want to bring a raya. Tosh Amar, Shugim, Mila, Emer, Shneach, Soim, Echma, Shulchan, Echad, Zeb, Basav, Zeb, Gvina. Two guests allowed to eat on one Shulchan, basar, one person basar, one person kvina. Itmar law, Amar Rav Chana ba'ami, Amar Shmuel, Leishanu l'Hashem Mekirin Zeh Zeh. It's only if they don't recognize each other. Amar Mekirin Zeh Zeh, if they recognize each other, then the halach is, it's also to eat on the same table. V'hari nami, the Gemara bring a raya, that ba'as also, ish v'isha, nam Mekirin Zeh Zeh, and they recognize each other. The Gemara, no, ha'sam deyes ikas shinu leka. There, by Basav Cholov, there are deyes, but not shinu. Ha'cha ikas deyes v'ikas shinu. There's deyes and a shinui, and therefore, the halach is that you maybe could be able to sleep together. It's not a raya. It's not a raya from Basav Cholov. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring another raya, and the Gemara will find to bring a raya one way. Toshima, it says in our Mishnah, that's what comes to the sugya. It says in our Mishnah, Liyacha, Azav, Mazava. Azav is not like eat together with Azav at the Suda. Why not? Because they might get close to each other. So Kavachaymer, you can't sleep in the same bed. Mishnah Harigla Avera. The Gemara, no. Hachinami, Dei Ezik of Shinuleka. Lamais, there's no Shinu. You bought Azav, Mazava. And if you make a Shinu, you talk a lot to eat together with each other, make a hacker, like we know. So there's no shinui there, and therefore, don't bring a raya. There it's also because there's no shinui, but here in the bed where it's a shinui, maybe it's mutter. So tomorrow, here's a raya. Toshima. It says in a braisa, it brings in a pasuk in Yecheskel, which is talking about Yecheskel is being mitzayer a tzaddik. He's showing what a tzaddik looks like. It says, Elohorim lo ochal. Rashi says that means he doesn't need the schus avos. He's such a big tzaddik, he doesn't need schus avos. Horim means that the horim, he doesn't need the schus avos. Ve'inav lo nasa aguli beisrael. His eyes did not reach the he didn't get close to Eishes Re'eu or to his wife, that's Anida. And the Gemara makes a hekesh. Makesh Isha L'Anida. Makesh Isha L'Anida L'Eishes Re'eu. Ma Eishes Re'eu, just like your friend's wife, he bevigda, who bevigda, if he bevigda, osir. It's osir. Af Ishta Anida, who bevigda, bevigda, osir. So we bring a raya from here, we're making a hekesh, and we're saying, just like by your friend's wife, you're not allowed to be in the same bed, even with your own clothing. So same to Isha Nida, you can't be with the same clothing. I can ask me, who said, maybe Eish Yisrael, you're allowed to be in the same bed with the clothing? Zog Rashi, that there's an Issa Yichud by Eish Yisrael, and therefore you can't be in the same bed, even if you're wearing clothing, because there's Issa Yichud. So here also will be an Issa. Taisis doesn't like this pshat, because we know there's no Issa Yichud by a Nida. So Taisis doesn't like to say that we're learning out, just like there's also because there's Yichud, here's no Yichud. So Taisa is different pshat. Taisa says that the hekesh is like this. Just like Eishes Re'eu, it's pasha, they can't be in the same bed. Why? Because Yitzroi Takvai, Umeskabra Lav V'yaisa. It's much bigger Yitzahara. Therefore, it's pasha that they can't be in the same bed. They can't be in the same bed. So too Anida, and that's the hekesh. That's what Taisa learns. Shmamina, Kitzah, Halacha L'maisa, and where it's coming out, you're not allowed to be in the same bed as Anida, as Ishtoi Nida, even if they're both wearing clothing. So the Gemara, Pliga the Rapidos. The Amar Rapidos. He's arguing, oh, Rav Adas, like Osra Taira, Ela Kroiva Shagila Arayas Bavad. Rav Adas holds that the whole Isser to get near one of the Arayas, one of the people who are Osra, is only the Maisa Bia itself. Shinema, it says in the Pasuk, Ish, El Kosh Er Besar, Ela Sikaru Legalois Erva. It's only Isser Legalois Erva. So Zagrashi, that the fear Rav Adas, since the only Kurva is Bia, therefore, even Kirav Basar, sleeping with Kirav Basar is only Midrabanon. So you're not going to make a Gzeira even with clothing on, because even if they come to Kirav Basar, it's only Midrabanon. So it's a Gzeira Gzeira, and therefore, it can't be stimming with Rabbi Padas. Again, Taisis takes issue with this whole Pshat, because as mine says, it's a Mishnah, Haki Agon Mishnah, and other Rais, whatever, Haki Agon Abraisa, also Loyecha Azav Mazava is a Mishnah, Haki Agon that, Loyecha Azav Mazava. And he doesn't tell us a different pshat in the Gemara. But Akaponim, that's Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. But Akaponim comes out, besides for Rapidos, it's also to be in the same bed, even with clothing on, with an Ishtinida. Ula, Kev Asi Bei Rav, he's come back from Yeshiva, he greeted his family, could be he was away for a month. Bei Rav, he used to kiss his sister on her chest. But Armi La Bei Yadayu, and some say it was on her hands. So the Shaila is saying the pligah the day is really arguing on his own memra, because the Amar Ula filo shum kurvasa to any arayis, even any kurvas asum shum leich amri nazira schar schar the karmel sikra. We tell the nazir, go around the kerem, don't get close to it, go very far away, because you don't get close to having a nesayin to drink wine. So he also, why was he putting himself? He holds he not to put himself in a nesayin, and still he kissed his sister on her chest or on her hands. So you see, arguing on himself. Taisa speaks out because he knew he was a tzaddik gomer, and therefore he wasn't worried about it. He was a tzaddik gomer, and therefore he did not worry about it. And lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, In the Rambam, it says that someone who kisses his sister or one of the kroivim that there's no liboy noikva in them is maguna b'yoyse. That's what he says. And ma'isa tipshim heim. So that's not a smart thing, but it's not also gomer.